welcome to episode 5 of the Simply Commercial podcast series. Today we're going to be taking a look at the aviation industry, and most notably its comeback during the recent months and what to expect in the future. So moving forward, I'd like to pass on to our colleague Zafir, who's going to take you through this episode.
It's no surprise that out of all the destructive repercussions the pandemic has had, one of the most severe has been the decline of the aviation industry, with rates of tourism and general travel coming to an unexpected and abrupt pause. What prevailed was a desperate call to action for airlines across the world. The focus of business shifted from the usual strive towards profit to simply one of survival. One airline which has pioneered the comeback from this decreased demand is the Chicago-based company United. In the second quarter of 2020, United faced their biggest financial challenge in their 94-year history, with a net loss of $1.6 billion and operating revenues down 87%, followed by a net loss of $1.8 billion and operating revenues down 78% in the third quarter of 2020. Despite this loss, United have placed themselves in one of the best positions to revive their company, and this is due to their three-pillar strategy. Firstly, this consists of maintaining liquidity. Now, for all those unaware of the term, liquidity is a way in which businesses can get money when they need it. And that's by essentially owning liquid assets, which can be converted into cash when required. And they're usually required in times of need, like the situation that's prevailed in the pandemic. Since March, the business raised over $22 billion through several different ways. For example, commercial debt offerings, stock insurances, political care packages like the CARES Act in America, and also by selling their major aircrafts to lease back later when demand rises. The second pillar of this strategy is by minimizing their cash burn. The business reduced their total operating costs by 59% in the third quarter of 2020, achieving their average daily cash burn of $21 million, essentially spending as a means of necessity. Finally, the third pillar of this strategy is by varying their cost structure. They reduced their non-labor operating expenses by 63%, as well as reducing management and administrative functions, along with offering staff optional separation packages. To date, 9,000 employees have opted for this package, alleviating the company from significant costs. They've also given their pilots flexible working hours and retirement packages. In addition to this three-pillar strategy, United have sought to expand their customer benefits. For example, they've implemented a new destination travel app, which essentially tells their customers the local restrictions in their destinations, informing them of what they can and can't do. Also, United have introduced 28 new routes, along with reopening non-stop domestic flights. They've also demonstrated positive aid towards the pandemic, transporting close to £150 million of medical equipment to hospitals, distributing £1.2 million of food to the relevant areas, and gave out 29,000 free medical professional flights from New York to California to ensure hospitals have enough staff to cope with the pandemic. They've also made an effort to educate staff and customers about the severity of the pandemic and what people can do to minimize transmission of the virus. It may be easy to speculate that the airline's efforts to help the nation cope with the pandemic are tainted by a superficial attempt or positive brand image. After all, sales are down, and it may be tempting to do so. But nonetheless, the three-pillar strategy, paired with their wider efforts of customer benefits, societal aid, and education, are pivotal reasons behind why the company are at the forefront of the bounce back from COVID-19 and seeing business prosperity once more. Now, this is a large international airline, but what if we compare the situation to a budget airline? The example I have for you today is EasyJet, who have reported their first annual loss in their 25-year history of £1.27 billion, with sales halving to 42 million. This comes after a 430 million profit in 2019, and they expect 80% of their flights to be grounded from January to March 2021. To survive, the airline has raised over £1 billion from sale and leaseback deals of aircrafts similar to United. They've also taken a £600 million loan from the government and cut 4,500 jobs, along with asking shareholders for around £420 million. As the CEO of EasyJet describes, the response to the pandemic has been decisive and robust, and that even though they expect to fly at 20% capacity in the first quarter of 2021, maintaining this disciplined approach over the winter will retain the flexibility to ramp up sales. But that still begs the question about whether the reduced task force, bearing in mind it's a budget airline, will mitigate the challenges in the immediate future, as well as tackle the inevitable rise in demand. However, just recently, EasyJet secured a £1.4 billion loan facility to ride out the pandemic turbulence, fueling their comeback, if you pardon the pun. This cash is expected to significantly extend and improve its debt maturity profile, along with increasing liquidity levels, which the company have secured £1.5 billion since the pandemic. For all those unaware of the term debt maturity profile, in layman's terms, what it essentially is when a company receives a loan, it gains interest over time, and the company needs to know how long it will be before it becomes unfeasible for the loan to be repaid, and therefore a robust and secure debt maturity profile is essential when we're dealing with loans. This £1.4 billion loan facility is said to be from a syndicate of banks, which is also supported by a partial guarantee from the UK government's export finance body through its Export Development Guarantee Scheme. This scheme is for commercial loans that are available to qualifying companies that do not carry preferential rates or require state aid approval. All of this reflects constructive and collaborative work between EasyJet, multiple banks, and UK Export Finance, which have put the airline in a good position to bounce back from this pandemic. These seemingly successful approaches to mitigate the comeback from the pandemic, illustrated by United and EasyJet, contrast considerably to the way British Airways have and are still continuing to handle recovering from this pandemic. In October, the International Consolidated Airlines Group, BA's parent company, announced a CEO replacement amid severe backlash received from making 12,000 job cuts, reducing almost a quarter of their workforce. Reports say this left a toxic and hostile atmosphere amongst staff, and this coupled with the airline suffering 95% passenger traffic drop with expected capacity of 30%, didn't put the airline in a leading position to bounce back. Things since have only spiraled worse for the airline, dropping 15 long-haul flights in December, which include the likes of popular holiday destinations. Passengers have contacted BBC to say that they've had their 2021 trips cancelled and are still waiting for advice from BA on whether they'll receive a refund or a flight voucher. In addition, the airline has just recently been in the news for facing a potential £800 million lawsuit over a 2018 data breach that exposed details of 400,000 customers, the largest claim of its kind in UK legal history. More than 16,000 customers have signed up to plan to take action against the airline. All these recent events leave the question of the airline's customer and workforce satisfaction in the air. And in comparison to the three-pillar strategy of United or EasyJet's saviour loans, BA's position on the road to recovery looks uncertain and concerning. The airline doesn't expect international travel to return to pre-pandemic levels until 2023. Thank you for listening to our podcast surrounding the aviation industry comeback, where we reflected on three different airlines and how they sought to recover from the pandemic.